Rodney Kindle, RodneyKindle. That's Rodney, RodneyJ Kindle, 6264. 59-year-old gentleman with history of right-sided weakness, dizziness, disequilibrium, difficulty walking, status post brainstem stroke. Patient has a history of smoking in the past, but quit smoking 15 years ago. Never really drank much alcohol. He's single. He used to be a barber when he was able to work, and he has 4 children. Period. He hasn't been able to work for some time because of his brainstem stroke surgery. Has had heart stent placed, but no coronary artery bypass graft. COVID immunization, non-allergy, non-medical problems. Brainstem stroke, hypertension, diabetes, insulin dependent, hyperlipidemia, peripheral vascular disease. Family history, doesn't know what mom and dad died of, allergy, none, medication, Levemir, 50 units in the morning, 18 units in the evening, blood sugars hovering around 120 to 130, fasting, metformin 500 BID, losartan 100 milligram a day, Amaryl 3 milligram once a day, Plavix 75 milligram a day, Atrovastin 80 milligram a day, aspirin 81 milligram a day, Norvasc 10 milligram a day. On exam, Rodney appears confused with a dysarthric speech, right-sided weakness, and loss of peripheral vision since his brainstem stroke. His blood pressure is 140 over 92, pulse is 100, respiration is 18. His O2 sat is only 89% on room air. Heart positive, swollen positive is 2. Lungs, few bronchi, abdomen, soft. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity, 1 plus edema. Neurological. Severe dizziness when he stands up. He has terrible equilibrium. He's using a walker to get around, but even with the walker, he's having a hard time. He has loss of peripheral vision, especially on the right side. Assessment, 59-year-old gentleman with end stage brainstem stroke, causing disequilibrium, severe frequent falls, weight loss, decreased appetite, symptoms of aspiration, period. Next number is diabetes, insulin dependent. Next one is diabetic mellitus. Next one is renal failure related to diabetes. Next one is hypertension. Next number is PVD. Next one is coronary artery disease. Next number, weight loss unavoidable. Next one is protein calorie malnutrition. Next one is lower extremity edema multifactorial. Next one's overall prognosis remains quite poor for Mr. Kindle, K-I-N-D-L-E. Thank you.